Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and it's so good to see and be with you today.
Good morning.
Actually, I don't see you, but you see us. I'm Mike. This is Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to have you on here with us.
What a great day. It's just an absolute marvelous day. All right. So we are talking about hope. And we're talking about embracing hope. And listen, the scripture we started with is just action-packed. So read it out again, honey.
Action-packed. Starts us off anyway. Romans 15:13, we've read each day. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
All right, that you may abound in hope. Now, what's important about that scripture is God, he's the God of hope. He's the author, not the subject of hope. God authored hope, and he did it through salvation. We've been talking about that consistently this week on this program, how God is the author of hope. But there's another scripture we wanted you to see in Romans 15:4 that I think is a very significant. Because not only does salvation bring hope, not only does the second coming of Christ bring hope, but today we're going to see that the scripture is also packed with hope.
I like the fact that scripture in itself brings us hope. And it says here in Romans 15:4, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. So,
wow.
So scripture itself brings us hope, because if we have the confidence of who he is and the confidence of who we are in him, there is this very confident. It says when we talk about abound in hope, we have this overflow of hope.
That's
that
right.
We can stand on. We stand on what we believe.
See, they were written for our learning. In other words, the scriptures recorded for us to learn that it's bringing us hope. How does it bring us hope? Through patience. Through patience. And the comfort of the word of God. Now, some of you are sitting out there and you're saying, now, wait a minute. Not so fast, Pastor. There's a lot of scripture that talks about judgment. And you're absolutely right. But even in judgment, there's hope. Because the reason God moves us toward judgment is so that we will repent of that thing and come unto the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and be made righteous by him, so that his hope would work in our life. It is not God's desire. In fact, the Bible says he would that none would perish, but that all would come unto the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it can't get much plainer than that. God is desiring for every one of us to be born again.
That's right.
And so we need to learn that through the scripture. I love that. And what about that Jeremiah 29:11? This would be a good place for us to read that again if you have that one handy.
I do. I have it.
Because God wants to give you hope. He gives you hope through salvation, hope through this, through the second coming. And now he gives you hope through the scripture. And listen, to back that up, right here in Jeremiah 29:11.
It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
To give you a future. Listen, when you're not in Christ, you have no future. Why? Because Ephesians 2:10 says you are in the world without God and without hope. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any plainer than that. There is no future when, you know, you're living. Now, listen to me. Your life is longer than what you live on the earth. If you live 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90, 100 years or plus, your life does not end with the cessation of physical life. You're a spirit being, and you're going to spend an eternity somewhere. This is the hope that we have, that our eternity is going to be with the Lord in heaven. To be absent from the body at death is to be present with the Lord.
Right.
So it's important that we understand that. In fact, there's another scripture that I wanted to read to you here in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 11. It says, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence. Now watch this. He wants every one of us to show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. When he speaks of the end there, he's talking about the coming of the Lord, the end of physical life as we know it, not the end of your life, because there is no end. You're either in hell for eternity or you're in the presence of the Lord. There's only two places. You're not dead in a grave, all right, with no place to go. You've got some place to go. You're either of your Father God or of your father the devil. It's plain and simple. And he wants us to be full, to have the full assurance of hope. Listen, that's exciting to me that we can have the full assurance of hope. All right? You got something there, hon?
I have 1 Thessalonians 1:3 that you had given me earlier. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. And I like, you know, remembering that without that,
yeah,
we could not see this or we could not stand in that patience of hope. We have to remember, we have to be in the Word. The Word brings us comfort. It gives us hope that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, as people say, I've read the end of the book and I know how it ends and we win. And so understanding who you are in Christ, understanding who your God is and that he is for you gives us a hope. And we get that from the Word of God.
Yeah, and listen, I want to go back to that Hebrew scripture, Jenny, because check this out.
Okay. It
says, we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. Well, check this out. That word assurance mm-hmm. means certain of the truth, completely certain of the truth of something. Wow. Mm-hmm. It means to be absolutely sure. I'm sure I have hope. And I'm sure that you can have hope if you don't have hope. Hope is something that we look with a future anticipation mm-hmm. unto. And God is faithful. Every promise that he has spoken, every word he has spoken, every dot and every tittle will be fulfilled. And so it's important that you and I understand this hope that God has given us. All right. I'm telling you what, it's just so exciting to know that God cared about us and gave us a great hope. Well, I guess that's probably about all the time we have for today.
Yeah, it's a little shorter today. I want to read this again, okay. Just remembering that for whatever things were written before, it was about learning that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. And just look at that, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures. And, you know, we tell people all the time, and we do this ourselves,
yeah,
that when something's going on in your life, then you need to find some scriptures that have something to do with that, that can get you over that. And, you know, find 2 or 3 scriptures. You don't need any more than that. Write those things down on index cards, put them on post-it notes, stick them in your pocket, put them in your purse, put them on your phone on the app here, and read those on a regular basis, because it says that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. When we are in a situation where we're frustrated, it's like, God, when are you coming through? Maybe we are getting hopeless. The scriptures will bring that patience and that comfort back, because the scriptures will remind us of the truth. It will remind us that the word can overcome this, that Jesus can overcome this, and yeah, it's done through the word of God.
That's right. And I tell you, man, listen, if there's anything that can be taken away from you in this world, the enemy wants to take your hope. You know, he wants to take it. He would love to steal it from you and rob you so that you feel hopeless and there's no place to turn. And, you know, I mean, this is probably a heavy side of this, but when people commit suicide, one of the things that they have realized is that they don't have hope, or they feel like they are hopeless mm-hmm. in every area of life. Don't tell me hope is not important to the human. Hope is important. In fact, there's a scripture in Colossians that talks about their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. And when we obtain that knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, that's when hope flourishes and hope becomes the mainstay of our life.
That's right.
In fact, I think there's a scripture in Proverbs that says that hope deferred.
I just pulled it up.
Well, go ahead.
Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life.
Did you hear that?
Hope deferred.
Hope deferred means hope withheld. Mm-hmm. And it says it makes the heart sick. It breaks the heart and breaks the human spirit. But when the desire comes, when that hope comes, when the promise of that hope comes, it's a tree of life. Glory to God. Nice scripture, Jay.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day, that we wanted to bring it up at some point. And, you know, you said that about suicide, or just in any situation where we feel like something is hopeless. If we have a child who is in addiction and we're starting to feel hopeless, that's where you get into the scriptures and find that peace, find that patience, find that comfort in the scriptures that will get you over.
So hope deferred makes your heart sick. But we're not talking about a deferred hope. We're talking about an assured hope.
That's right.
That God wants you to have.
I like that. Assured hope. That's good.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that indwells us. Give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And we thank you for what you're doing in us, through us, and with us. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow button right down here so that you can connect with PM in the AM. We come on here every Monday through Friday, close to 7 o'clock every morning with a word, a daily word of encouragement. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now and you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, God bless everybody. Be sure and join us again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll wrap up Embracing Hope on PM in the AM. God bless everybody.
God bless.